The following information has been brought to you by Britannica.com, RobertLouisStevenson.org, StevensonMuseum.org, and PoetryFoundation.org. Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to Goose Talk, where we talk about anything. Today, we'll be diving into an author who is more than just pirates and split personalities. Everybody, please help me welcome Robert Louis Stevenson. Yeah, Robert Louis Stevenson, woo! Join me as we learn about Stevenson's life, his incredible works, and the lasting significance of this remarkable Scottish author. Born in Edinburgh, Scotland, on November 13, 1850, Robert Louis Balfour Stevenson entered a family with strong occupations. His father, known as Thomas Stevenson, followed the family tradition as a notable lighthouse engineer. On his mother's side, Margaret Isabel Balfour hailed from a family deeply connected to the Church of Scotland. Stevenson's early childhood was often impacted by poor health, specifically chronic bronchitis, which often kept him confined to bed. This period of loneliness unintentionally supported his vivid imagination, finding comfort in the stories shared by his nurse, Alison Cunningham, a devout Calvinist. Her stories of morality profoundly influenced him. Despite his physical limitations, Stevenson exhibited a strong intellect and a restless spirit that would later characterize both his life and his literary work. His health issues led to an inconsistent formal education, but he compensated through extensive reading, developing a liking for both adventurous tales and historical romances. Contrary to his family's goals for him to pursue engineering or law, Stevenson felt a stronger pull towards the arts. He became involved with Edinburgh's bohemian literary circles, connecting with individuals who shared his passion for creative expression. Although he initially enrolled at Edinburgh University to study engineering, his interest was minimal. He later switched to law, though his commitment to these studies also remained unenthusiastic. During this time, Stevenson began to nurture his literary voice through essays and travel accounts. His early publication included compelling travelogues like An Island Voyage, which was published in 1878, and this recording a canoeing journey through France. A second travelogue that was published in 1879 was by the name Travels with a Donkey in Cévennes, and this count shared his solo trek through the French mountains. These initial works highlighted his sharp observational skills, his distinct writing style, and his developing sense of adventure. Robert Louis Stevenson truly enhanced the literary world with a diverse collection of compelling stories. While Treasure Island and The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde are perhaps his most immediately recognized works, his larger contribution to literature are equally significant. So let us dive into them, beginning with Treasure Island. First appearing in novel form in 1883, Treasure Island stands as an initial text in adventure literature. It's an exciting story of pirates, hidden riches, and the memorable character of Long John Silver. He has fascinated readers across generations. The novel's lasting appeal comes from its expert plotting, its lively characters, and its examination of themes such as bravery, greed, and the intricate nature of good versus evil. Long John Silver is notable as a complex antagonist, simultaneously charming and ruthless, resisting simple moral classification. Treasure Island truly tapped into the Victorian era's fascination with exploration and the romanticized image of piracy. Furthermore, let's take a dive at The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, which was published in 1886. The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde dug into a darker aspect of human psychology, exploring the natural duality of good and evil within individual. This remarkable story deeply resonated with the anxieties of Victorian era concerning morality, scientific advancement, and the potential for concealed corruption beneath the surface of respectability. This dramatic transformation of the upright Dr. Jekyll into the monstrous Mr. Hyde serves as a powerful symbol for the internal conflicts and societal suppressions of the period. Story's explorations of humanity, capability for both virtue and monstrosity, continue to hold considerable psychological and cultural significance. Next, we have Kidnapped, which was also published in 1886. Kidnapped offers an exciting journey into the 18th century Scotland. This historical adventure follows the young David Balfour as he navigates through a world with betrayal and political conspiracy in the wake of the Jacobite uprising. The novel is acclaimed for its vivid portrayal of the Scottish Highland and the persuasive dynamic between David and the Jacobite rebel, Alan Breck Stewart. Kidnap proficiently joins historical fiction with a coming-of-age story, exploring themes of loyalty, justice, and the difficulties of national identity. Another example of Stevenson's work is titled The Master of Ballantrae. This was published in 1889. The Master of Ballantrae offers a more psychological, intense examination of siblings' rivalry. Set again the backdrop of the Jacobite Rebellion, the novel explores the destructive conflict between the Dury brothers, James and Henry. Stevenson expertly crafts a narrative of obsession, vengeance, and the lasting impact of the past, while having elements of adventure. This work is particularly recognized for its complicated character development and its exploration of the harsh effects of hatred and resentment. A final piece we'll look at by Stevenson is known as A Child's Garden of Verses, showcasing a different dimension of Stevenson's talent. A Child's Garden of Verses was published in 1885 and is a collection of delightful poems that captures the world through the innocent outlook of a child. These poems include The Swing and My Shadow, resonate with their simple yet reflective observations of childhood play, imagination, and everyday wonders. This collection focuses on Stevenson's lyrical skill and his ability to connect with readers of all ages, offering a nostalgic look at the joys and curiosity of youth. Turning back to Stevenson real quick, let's talk about a pivotal moment of his life, and that is when he met Franny Van de Grift Osborne, an American woman who was separated from her husband. Stevenson had met Franny in France in 1876 at an art colony, and they fell in love. Stevenson followed her back to California. Although facing poverty and severe illness, they married in San Francisco in 1880. Stevenson had then found himself with a new family. Although their relationship was complex, some suggested that she influenced his work, even persuading him to rewrite sections of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. As Stevenson's literary success grew, his worsening health prompted him to seek more favorable climates. In the late 1880s, he embarked on a series of impactful voyages to the South Pacific. These experiences profoundly influenced his life and writing, serving as inspiration for later works and fostering a deep connection with the local cultures he encountered. He eventually settled in Samoa in 1890, where he became a respected and influential figure, affectionately known as Tusitala, or Teller of Tales, by the indigenous population. His dedication to understanding and advocating for the Samoa people is evident in his writings and his interactions during this period. Tragically, Robert Louis Stevenson's life concluded prematurely on December 3, 1894, when he suffered a fatal cerebral hemorrhage at the age of 44 at his cherished Vilima estate in Samoa. His death was a source of deep sorrow for his family, his literary peers, and the Samoan community he had embraced. He was laid to rest on Mount Vaes in Samoa, a location that held particular significance for him, his final resting place symbolizing his profound connection with the island and its inhabitants. Robert Louis Stevenson's literary output was remarkably varied, encompassing adventure novels, psychological thrillers, historical fiction, and moving poetry. His talent for crafting compelling narrates and creates memorable characters across various genres solidified his position as a significant literary figure. Thank you all for tuning in. Now, let us close us out with one of Stevenson's poems titled, My Shadow. I have a little shadow that goes in and out with me, and what can be the use of him is more than I can see. He is very, very like me from the heels up to the head, and I see him jump before me when I jump into my bed. The funniest thing about him is the way he likes to grow, not at all proper children, which is always very slow, for he sometimes shoots up taller like an indio rubber bomb, and he sometimes gets so little that there's none of him at all. He hasn't got a notion of how children ought to play, and can only make a fool of me in every sort of way. He stays so close beside me, he's a coward, you can see. I think shame to stick to Nuris as that shadow sticks to me. One morning, very early, before the sun was up, I rose and found the shining dew on every buttercup. But my lazy little shadow, like an errant sleepyhead, had stayed at home behind me and was fast asleep in bed. Thank you all for tuning into Goose Talk and exploring this lovely author known as Robert Louis Stevenson with me. His ability to craft such diverse and enduring stories truly solidify his place as an impactful author. Now, I'm a little curious, family. What are some of your favorite British authors or otherwise? Feel free to let me know in the comments below. Until next time.